Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C again with another faith nugget. Listen, we're talking about growing our faith. And as I spoken to you earlier, this was one of the most difficult things when it comes down to understanding faith and being productive and getting results. This was one of the most difficult things for me to get results with. Amen. Grow in my faith. Grow in my faith. From the blade to the corn to the full corn in the ear and the harvest. Now, because I was raised on a farm and planted corn and sometimes really did the farming for my daddy as I got older, I really began to understand this process that Jesus was talking about. Now, and this is a critical thing. See, Christians do not understand it's a process. They want instant. They want it to work now. And I'm telling you, if it doesn't work now, listen, they neglect to live in the discipline of holding fast the profession of faith without wavering. Persecution, affliction, tribulation, cares of this world, which really is worry, the lust of other things, and the deceitfulness of riches. Listen, they begin to murmur. They begin to complain. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they murmured. They said the wrong thing, and their faith was dug up, and all of them died until it was a new group that was born and lived to be 20 years old. People do not understand. You have to be disciplined. Just like Jesus said, go and make disciples. Make people disciplined. And that's where the church. No, see, we just try to get converts and get people born again. But saints, listen, I don't care how much you pray. And their prayer has a role. And you need to know which prayer. Because in my personal study, I've discovered there are 12 different types of prayer. You need to know which prayer need to be used at what time, praise God, in this walk. But the main thing is do not allow the devil to get you to switch to your soul and you talk about how you feel, you talk about what you see, you talk about what you can touch, what you can taste, and what you can hear, and not talk about what God promised. You have to maintain a discipline in holding fast the profession of your faith without wavering, because the Lord that made a promise to you is as faithful as his Father. And boy, when I learned that, and I look at Hebrews 11:11, Sarah received strength. Praise God, because she counted him faithful to receive a bare child in old age. Hold fast that profession without wavering now, and go and have a faith-filled day.